When discussing the concept of Hashem Echad, of Yichud Hashem, which is obviously born out of our pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, this is the cornerstone of our emunah, the cornerstone of our Yiddishkeit. So there's a fascinating and foundational Malbim. And the Malbim is on the Shema. And he puts the Shema in context. In what context? He looks at it in terms of the psukim that come before it in Parashas Veschanan. And the psukim that come before, so the man tiras Hashem alekecha, in order to fear Hashem your God, lishmar es kol chakaisav mitzvaisav, to keep all the statutes and laws, shanichim mitzavcha, v'shamarta Yisrael, v'shamarta, v'asisa sheitav lach, and you shall listen, Jewish people, and you shall guard, and you shall do, in order that it should be good for you. Then afterwards, then we have Shema Yisrael. And Shema Yisrael, of course, is talking about avas Hashem, v'haftas Hashem alekecha. So the Malbim explains that after Yiras Hashem, with Avas Hashem, you have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That Yiras Hashem comes from after seeing the Dinim of Hashem, and Avas Hashem comes after we're aware of Hashem's goodness, and the ability to fuse the two. That's what we mean by Yichud Hashem. Says the Malbim, Kasha Baba Teres Emes Alamdin, the Torah of Truth is telling us, she is achtu beliba, that a person should unify in their hearts, ha'ayira va'ahava le'eleke emes, fear and love for the God of Truth. And therefore, it needs to give an introduction. Need to understand that the God of the world is one and there is no other than him. And he is the root of everything that exists and he brings everything into existence. Whether it's things that we perceive as being good or whether it's things we perceive as being bad, we need to realize there's nothing bad in the world at all. Everything comes from Hashem. So Yichud Hashem is walking around with an awareness that everything that happens in the world, everything that happens in life is from Hashem. There is only one force at play, and that's Hashem himself. There's no forces of evil and forces of good. There's no prince of light and prince of darkness. There's no devil that rebelled against the kingdom of God. Nothing doing. The only force there is in the world is Hashem. Walking around with the awareness of Yetzar Ubayr Chayshach, Yisei Shalom Ubayr Ra, as the Navi says, Ani Hashem Aysakal Eila. Yichud Hashem means there's one God who is the source of everything in this world. Whether we think that it's good, whether to us it looks absolutely horrific. Hashem is the source of it all. And that's what we mean when we're unifying these concepts in our heart. And that is, Bayomahu Yah Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. On that day, we'll be able to recognize that even that which appeared to be bad was ultimately really good, and therefore we'll be able to say Hatova Hamitiv on things that now we would say Dayan Ha'emes on. We're able to thank Hashem for the toughest things. And that's why with Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel they say Hashem Hu Ha'elikim. Hashem is the Nimvrachmin. Elikim is the Midas Hadin. Hashem Hu Ha'elikim is this fusion. All the Rachmim, all the Din, are really one. Hashayid Melanu Shurab Emes Achto V'Chesed. Ultimately, everything is for our good. And that's how the Malbim understands. We're meant to walk around with this sense, this awareness, where we accept upon ourselves the Shema every single day.